Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show this morning. Well, we have a very, very exciting topic for you this morning. We're going to be talking about the steps to setting your vision. You know, the Bible says that without a vision, the people shall perish. Well, if you know anybody who feels as though they're sinking, they feel as though their whole world is just crashing down around them, things are not going their way, maybe you know someone like that. Maybe you know someone who is trapped in some kind of situation that they feel there is absolutely no way out, or maybe you have a family member, someone that you work with that you are constantly around and you have to listen to their complaints, or you have to listen to their cry for help in some cases because their life is just a mess. Well, you want to tell them right now, dial them, text them up, do whatever you need to do, email them, and get them on this call today. They can call in at 347-945-7991. If you have love for your brother or your sister, get them on the phone because I'm going to share some secrets today about how to pull yourself out of the rut, the mess, or the problem that you're in with the tool called setting a vision. This is a vision, this is a command that we have been given, and this is something that can absolutely be done. You know, God will never put more on us than we can bear. If he has told us to set a vision, it is possible. But you know, a lot of times we can know what to do, but the only problem is that we don't know how to do it. And there are times when the only reason we don't know how to do it because we've never had an opportunity to learn how to do it. We've never observed. We've never been shown the steps. And a lot of people know this when it comes to people that work with children. They say that it was their environment. A lot of times when you, especially when you work in certain environments and you work in, you know, if you work in any kind of prison system or certain schools where the students aren't always performing up to the, you know, certain standards, people will say, what has the environment been? Well, you may not have been in the environment for vision setting. We understand that some children are very blessed, and even when they're really little kids, their parents are setting visions for them. They have a vision for what kind of grades they're going to get in school. They have a vision for what kinds of recreation and other types of cultural activities that that child will be involved in. And those parents will work hard and save their money and use their money to get people those kinds of recreational activities. You know, there are a lot of things out there that are free, but there are a lot of things out there that also have a charge to it because the people who are providing that service, they also have to eat and pay for their child to go to school. So a lot of services there, you need a little money. So a lot of people may be born with the ability to have a vision set for them. Maybe they're taught this at a very young age. But don't fret. If that wasn't the case for you, that's fine. You've tuned into the right place today. I am Lalisa J. Williams. I'm a coach, author, and motivational speaker. Want to welcome you to the show again today. I tell you, we've been here, you know, we've moved to the new format of being on every day, Monday through Friday. And just to let you know, this was a vision of mine. It was a vision that I would be able to come and help people with their personal development, their life development, their success. I would be able to do that on a daily basis. And so I couldn't see where I was going to get that opportunity, but that's why the vision has to be there, because once you set the vision, you do have the opportunity to make it happen. So we welcome you in the chat room. We welcome you by way of the archives if you download it later. We welcome those who are also on the switchboard. And remember, I know it's early in the morning, but what better way to start your day than with some empowerment and some motivation? You know, a lot of people, they don't set the tone for their day, and their whole day is just a wreck. But you know what? We've learned that you got to set your day with a positive message, and this is your positive message today. Taking the steps to setting your vision. You know, if you're going to reach success in life, and everybody wants to be a success, don't fool yourself, because you were created to be a success. And so the mind and the heart secretly wants to be a success. So don't tell yourself that you're not successful and that you're not going to be a success and that you can't be a success. That's foolishness. You can be a success. You just need to find what to be a success at. And we talked about that in another show where basically you look at your, you start with your skill sets. What skills do you have? What skills do you want to have? What do you like doing? What do you enjoy doing? Now let's talk about this setting your vision. This is so important to achieving your purpose and your goal in life. You have to have that vision for your future. You know, I dropped out of high school back in 1973. I should have graduated in 1974, but I dropped out in 73 because the vision that I held for myself at that time was the vision of a loser. I felt that I was nothing, that I had very low self-esteem. I didn't feel that my life was valuable. I didn't feel that I was valuable or I was worthy of anything really good. So everything, I just had a negative vision for my life. And guess what? And I bared out, consistently negative behavior, because that's the vision that I held. So I'm trying to tell you that whatever vision that you hold for yourself, that's what's going to come out. Now, if you want to know what vision is playing in your mind, just look at your life. Whatever your life is right now, that's the vision that you hold for yourself. If your life is mediocre, because you hold a mediocre vision for your life. If your life is a superstar, well, that's because you hold a superstar vision for your life. The vision that you have in your mind is what's being played out day after day after day. And so the first key that I want to give you, or step, and it's really a key. It's really what they, this is what they mean by when they say the secret. This is the key to your success and you achieving your vision, is that you have to want it. Because you could say all you want, you know, you could say, my vision is that, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm very successful at being an entrepreneur. Whatever the business might be, it could be a restaurant, it could be a health spa, it could be a daycare center, it could be like my good friend and sister there in Cincinnati, Ohio, who has a dry cleaners. That was her vision, and then she's living that vision, she's walking it out. But that's because she 100% believed it could happen. Even while she was still yet working in construction, her vision was a belief. She believed her vision. See, the key about the vision is that I don't need you to believe my vision, because, see, it's with my own mind's eye. My mind is in my head. It's my own mind's eye that I see the thing. So I don't need you to believe the vision. And, see, that's one of the things, one of the traps that will cause your vision not to come to pass. And I've seen it happen. It's happened to me before, and I'm sure it's happened to you. One reason that a lot of people do not achieve their vision, their dream, their goals in life, is because hastily they told it to someone else. And that someone else could be a trusted loved one. It could be a family member. It could be a good friend. It could be a great coworker that you admire. But the problem is, and it's not that these people don't want you to see, some people are just straight haters, yes, and just straight jealous, yes. We're not talking about them. We're talking about people who really do love you and care about you and want to see you a success. But the problem is the vision wasn't ready for them yet. And what they do is, because they can't see it, because it's not their vision, when you tell them the vision, they might say things like, oh, that's going to be hard. Oh, I don't think you could do that. Nobody's ever done that. Why would you want to do that? Aren't you happy here? Why would you want to go over there? You know, I remember once I quit a job because I had my vision to do something else, and people were like, they couldn't believe it. However, I still lived out my vision. Why? Because I'm already aware that you have vision snatchers. Some people call them dream killers. I know this. And I'm not mad at them. I'm not upset with them. It's just what they do. They don't know. It's not like they're, again, some people are malicious, but you're not even worried about them because those are people that you're really not even hanging around or talking to. It's those trusted loved ones that can snatch our vision. So that's the one thing you want to remember with this vision. It is your vision. Now, you can close your eyes, but the thing is, you know, some people say, well, what's the difference between a vision and a dream? And basically, a dream is something that would happen typically when you're asleep, whereas the vision, you're wide awake, maybe even sitting down with a pen and paper, and you're writing. You know, you write the vision. The Word of God says, write the vision. Make it plain. Write it down. It's one thing that, yes, for me to vision in my mind that, you know, I'm going to open a day spa. And I have the vision, and I can see all the rooms, and I can even see, I can visualize the people coming in. Now, when we were children, we were great visionaries. Oh, my goodness, you come on, every child has a vision of their adult life. But the problem is they, too, children, encounter vision snatchers, dream killers. They go to school, they tell the teacher, and the teacher looks at their background and looks at their surroundings and the situation, and the teacher says, no, 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 you can't do that. And other people do the same. So after a while, the child gives up. But see, you're an adult now. You can take charge. We talked about that on the previous show. Go back and listen to some of the archives. I promise you, there are some great things there. There are some things that you can learn. No, I don't know everything. I don't profess to know everything, but I know enough to have gone from high school dropout to working on a PhD. I know enough to have gone from homelessness to having a jail record, to being a prostitute on the street, to now having a radio show, a thriving coaching business, to having other network marketing businesses where I've built a team. I know enough to do that. You know, I know enough to have authored 4 books and working on 3 or 4 more. You know, I know enough to have held together a marriage for 20 years. You see, people say, you don't know everything. No, I don't know everything, but I know enough that got me here, and I'm sharing it with you. I know enough that says that you can set a dream and you can have a vision and you can achieve that vision, but you have to take some steps to achieving your vision. But again, it starts with setting the vision. So I'm asking you, what is your vision? What do you see? Now, the thing is, you can't have fear, because the minute you have fear, the vision cannot come to pass. That there is nobody out there who's going to achieve a vision with fear, because fear will stop you every time. So you must get rid of fear. You must operate your vision in spite of fear. And I'm going to tell you how to do that in just a minute. I'm going to give you 7 steps that will bring your vision to pass. But I can't give you the steps until I make it clear to you that you have to set the vision. There's no need to bring the vision to pass if you don't have one. And if you don't have a vision for your life, somebody else will. Someone else will direct you somewhere that you may not want to go. You know, God gives us the power to do everything that we need to do to make our visions come true. He has empowered you already. He has sent people. Why do you think I'm here on Blog Talk Radio, a free radio service that you could dial up, call up anytime you want? This is free information. There are some people who charge money to tell you the things that I'm telling you, to give you the experiences that I'm sharing with you. I mean, yes, if you want more one-on-one sessions with me, yes, there's going to be a fee to that. But this is free. Some of you can figure it out just from this, but there are others of you who may want a one-on-one session. But the vision, you have to have a vision for your life. There was a young girl who actually, you know, while she was still yet in the 6th grade, had a vision to become a doctor, a physician. And what happened? She achieved that dream, that vision. Why? Because of these steps that I'm going to give you. And it's not that hard to do, but it does take getting rid of fear. You have to be careful of who you tell your vision to. You can't just go, the moment you get that vision, you can't run and tell everybody. Now, if you are a person that has taken the great care to surround yourself and only surround yourself with positive thinking, forward thinking, like-minded individuals, then you're good to go. You can share whatever you want with those people. But be very careful, because sometimes, again, it's not your vision, it's not their vision, so you have to be very careful when you share. So let's look at how we're going to bring this vision to pass. You know, and setting that vision, that is the quickest road to success. You know, it's the difference in, you know, stumbling around in the dark, hoping that you end up where you want to be. Why do that? I mean, come on, that's the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way is, oh, let me just live life. I'll just go to work. I'll just go to school. I'll just do this. Who knows where I'll end up? I hope it's somewhere great. I hope. I wish. No, setting a vision isn't about wishing. It's about living your life on intent. Intentions. What's your intention? You know, years ago, we used to hear people say when they got ready to marry someone, a young man got ready to marry a woman, the father would say, oh, what's your intentions with my daughter? You see, what is the intent? And that's how you have to be. And some people say, oh, my father was too strict. He was too critical. No, no, no. He wanted to know the intent. That's important. What's your intentions? And so when you're setting your vision, it's like answering the question, what's your intentions for your life? And some people say, well, I'm waiting on God to do something. Well, God has done what he's going to do. Now he's waiting on you to do something with what he's given you. He's giving you talents. He's giving you gifts. He's allowed you to acquire skills, some skills you had naturally, some skills you developed as you were going through life. You know that tough thing that you went through? Well, all the while you were going through it, You were building a skill. What skill did you come out the fire with? You know, I had to look at that one. I hadn't been abused when I was a child and molested and all that. And I had to look at, but what skill did I come out with? Well, I came out with this ability to be flexible. I came out with an ability to withstand some tough things. I also came out with an ability to be steadfast, to be persistent, because I didn't give in while I was in the thing. I persevered. I came out with the ability for tenacity. Okay, I came out with this. So you know, you got to think about what ability I came out with. This ability to not fear a whole lot of things. Yeah, there's some fear sometimes on some things, but not much. And I came out with this ability to deal with anything hard. So even though you might have went through something bad, don't look at what you went through. Look at what you came out with. And if you're still in the thing, begin to focus on the skills that that situation is building up in you. Okay? If it's a money situation, if it's a lack of money, look at how you're dealing with you're building the skill on how to make something out of nothing. That's a great skill to have, especially if you're going to one day become a business owner. You want to know how to make something out of nothing. If you have to live, you know, if you have to be out there by yourself and lonely, there's another good skill to have, especially for business owners, because a lot of times when you start a business, you're out there by yourself. You ain't got a whole lot of people trying to, you know, a lot of people, they're not there trying to help you build the business. But as soon as you get to the top, they are there. So, you know, don't shut them out because they're coming. Trust me, they will be there. Now, let's look at, so the quickest road to success is to set that vision. Because what you see, you will achieve. And I don't mean see physically, because you don't have to achieve it if you already can see it physically. But it's kind of visualization where it's in your mind's eye. You can only see it in your mind. The mind has a picture of it. And like I heard a lady say the other day, we were at a meeting in New York, and she said that the imagination is the scissors that cuts out, you know, this vision that you have and makes it happen. And so what you have to do is you must take control of that picture, and this is how you're going to do it. So the first step is you're going to pray. Yeah, you are. You're going to pray, and you're going to thank God that, you know, you didn't wait till you was 90 to get your vision, okay? You're going to thank him that he is giving you, that he is allowing you to have this vision at whatever age you are right now. And so that's number one. Step number two is that you're going to envision what do you want your life to be. You might have several visions. You might have a vision for your health. What do you want that to look like? You want to eat right. You want to be able to exercise. You want to have X amount of body fat. What vision do you have for your health? Then there's a vision for your finances. How do you want your finances to look? You want to have an abundance. You want to be able to invest money. You want to be able to donate a certain amount of money every year. You want to be able to save a certain amount. You want to be able to lend a certain amount. You know, we're supposed to be lenders and not the borrowers. So that might be our vision. The vision could be that, you know, one day I'm going to be the lender and not the borrower. And not just the, you know, not the borrower part, because a lot of people are there. They're great with that part. But they're not very good at the lending piece. We ought to be able to lend. Maybe some of you are going to open banks. I don't know, but we got to get to be the lender. Now, so you accept that vision for yourself. But now the third step is that now you get to break that vision down into very manageable pieces. So the vision that I held was to be the CEO of my company. That was the vision that I had for myself in 1988. I wanted to be the CEO. At that point, I was a file clerk. I had nothing but my GED and had already dropped out of high school, was in my 30s, and I was making about $4.25 an hour as a file clerk. But the vision was CEO. So when you have this big vision and you're so far away from it, it can be overwhelming if you don't break it down into steps. If you just try to go after the big vision. Okay, it could be overwhelming, and you could almost want to give up because you're like, I'll never get there. You don't have to worry about anybody else shooting your vision down. You will shoot it down. You know, sometimes we're the biggest dream killer and vision snatcher because we'll tell ourselves, we'll say we want something, but we'll say, I can't do that. I'll never do that. I won't be able to achieve that. So the vision that you set for yourself, it has to be one that you actually, you have to believe that you can do it. Believe that it can happen for you, and it surely will happen, just as it happens for everybody who takes these steps. So the first step is to pray about it. The second step is to then see it in your mind's eye. You've got to have the vision. And as you're seeing it, don't forget, don't talk too much about it. The third step is to break it down into manageable pieces. The fourth step is to map out the various resources that you need for each piece, each step along the journey of breaking it down. What resources do you need to achieve that part of the vision? Like when I was going to school, I knew that one precious resource I needed was time. I needed time to study. I needed time to go take the classes. I needed time to register every semester. You know, I couldn't be so busy that I didn't have time to register for class. I needed time to do homework. So you have to look at what resources do I need to reach my vision. I knew that I needed money. I knew that money was going to be a resource that I needed to have. So I quickly put myself on a budget. I can't spend everything. You know, I can't go places like I used to go before because I need money now to purchase books. The classes cost money. I need gas to get to school. I need bus fare to get to school. I also knew that another thing that I looked at when I decided to go back to college, and that was my vision, that was part of the how I was going to get to be that CEO, I knew that I needed my health. So I couldn't do a whole lot of things that would add unhealthy living to my life because I wanted to finish school. I wanted to get that degree. Okay? That's number four. Just to map it out. Number five is to map out the plan that you're going to use to reach that goal. What plan are you going to use to reach it? And then after you map that out, number six. Now, this one is going to really, really, really be hard, but this one you can absolutely do, is that you have to stay focused. Staying focused. And it seems like a hard thing, but it's really not that hard. Now, some people can only focus on one thing at a time. So you have to be very careful that you have your vision and how you can do it because everybody is different. You remember there was an opportunity where one person had one talent and somebody else had five and someone else had 10. So just because the person who has one can only focus on that one and you have the ability to focus on 10, don't let that person's ideas, their life, don't let that sway how you can live yours. You have to stay focused and stay on task and on point with what you're doing. And number seven, and this one is the most important one, if you want to see your vision come true. If you want to see your vision come true, you absolutely cannot give up. If you give up, you're off. Do not give up on your vision. Whatever you do, you have to be persistent. You have to have perseverance. You have to stay there and do not give up. Don't give up because of what's happening around you. The vision will come to pass. The vision will absolutely happen for you. And these are the seven steps to achieving your vision, setting your vision, and achieving your vision. To really see it happen. It happened for others. It can happen for you. It happened for me. It can happen for you. I declare it right now that it's going to happen. So I'm glad you tuned into the show. We will be back on We have another great show lined up for you on Monday. So definitely, definitely do not miss the show. We will be looking forward to talking to you. We're going to be talking about getting rid of toxic people. We'll be talking about getting rid of toxic people out of your life so that vision can come to pass, so you can achieve. Well, have a great weekend. It's been nice talking with you, and we can't wait to see you later.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.